In this bulletin, George Pell to spend his first night in custody after his bail was revoked. The PM calls on states and territories to support the Royal Commission into abuse in the disability sector. And Sam Kerr is the new captain of the Matildas. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A judge presiding over a pre-sentence hearing for Cardinal George Pell has revoked his bail and remanded him in custody for sentencing on March 13. County Court Chief Judge Peter Kidd described Pell's crimes as callous, brazen offending. Defence Counsel Robert Richter, QC, submitted 10 character references, including one from former Prime Minister John Howard. Mr. Richter said his client maintains his innocence, but based on the convictions recorded, he has described Pell's offending as a spur of the moment and not premeditated. Mr. Richter says the offending was of short duration and was a no more than any other plain vanilla case of sexual penetration against a child. He said that overall there were no aggravating features in Pell's crime. Pell maintains his innocence and his legal team has lodged an appeal. Melbourne Archbishop Peter Comincelli has apologised to abuse victims and says his key task will be to rebuild the church. Comes after the Vatican described as painful the news of George Pell's conviction for abusing two choir boys in the 1990s. Pope Francis has confirmed the so-called precautionary measures already taken against the Cardinal will continue, including a ban on having him in contact with children. Pell is no longer the Vatican's treasurer. In other news, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is seeking the support of the states and territories in establishing a royal commission into abuse in the disability sector. New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia have confirmed they're behind the inquiry, but a formal announcement is not expected until Mr. Morrison gets confirmation from the other leaders. It follows a federal cabinet meeting last night where they discussed establishing a royal commission. In a letter, Mr. Morrison wrote that he believes a joint royal commission is the way forward and wants all governments to work together. Moving overseas, United States President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are both in Vietnam ahead of their second summit in less than a year. The pair will meet face-to-face at 6:30 p.m. local time, where they will have a brief one-to-one conversation before dinner. Further discussions will continue into Thursday, where the two leaders are expected to discuss progress towards ridding the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons. An aged care worker has been found guilty of bashing an elderly resident at a nursing home in Adelaide. 55-year-old Michael Mullen lashed out at a dementia patient who had repeatedly pulled at sensor mats around her bed. Outside court, the woman's daughter, Joanna Ward, says she's relieved there's been a guilty verdict. Sam Kerr has been appointed captain of the Matildas by new coach Ante Milalic. Kerr, who is Perth Glory captain, says she didn't expect to be given the job. Steph Catley will serve as vice-captain. The Matildas go up against New Zealand in the Cup of Nations opener tomorrow night. Let's check out tomorrow's weather. It's mostly sunny in Perth and 28. Sunny and hot in Adelaide, 37. It'll be sunny and hot also in Melbourne, 36. 26 in Hobart and partly cloudy. In Canberra, mostly sunny and 32. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 25. Much the same for Sydney, 27. Similar conditions in Newcastle and 28. A shower or two for Brisbane, 30 degrees. 30 degrees also for Cairns, similar conditions. And in Darwin, a shower with a possible storm, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.